Hey everyone, I'm Phoebe and you're listening to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. Northwest Orbit is our local music program where each month we chat with a different Pacific Northwest-based musician and spotlight their music. This April, we were lucky enough to catch up with Stephanie Ann Johnson, an Americana and blues musician based out of Tacoma, Washington. Don't be afraid, no. Stephanie's music blends a variety of styles, including blues, jazz, and folk. They talked about the influence of all the different types of music they heard growing up in their childhood home.
My house had a lot of like varied musical tastes in it. So with my grandmother, it was like blues in the evenings and gospel on Sundays. My granddad played classic rock. We're talking Del Shannon, like the 50s. Some like 50s, a little bit of the doo-wop, like a little bit. And my brother was a jazz pianist. So there was like all kinds of Duke Ellington happening in the house. And my mom, what I really love about this girl is that she loves classical music. She does want to go to the ballet. She does want to go to the symphony. But if we're just at home, there's no reason why we shouldn't put any James Brown on the hi-fi. There's just no reason. So we listened to a lot of Star Time. And one of the things I started to notice as I like became a professional musician, after I took ear training and all of this, I started being able to hear there is a squeak in that tune, Doing It to Death, Part One. There is a squeak of like maybe the drum throne or perhaps the apparatus that's hitting the kick drum. Maybe it needs a little WD-40. I listen for that kind of thing.
We got to hear more about Stephanie's family's support for their musical career and how it helped them on their path to becoming a professional musician.
I absolutely love that question. And it also makes me think of Sister Act 2, one of my favorite movies ever. And Cheryl Lee Ralph plays Lauryn Hill's mom. And, you know, she says, singing does not put food on the table. You know, so I had that in my mind. And my bio dad in particular was much more about this, you know, you need to fall back. Like, this is not a real job. So I went to college and I studied music. And I was writing music the whole time and traveling a little bit with my choir, Choir of the West. And I finished school and I'm like 24, 25, and I'm doing my taxes for the first time. And I remember where it says occupation. I remember, you know, talking to my parents and being like, well, what do I put? What do I put? And my parents, my mom and my stepdad, like both looked at me crazy and were like, did we not just pay all of this money for a music degree? Like, did we not? I thought we did that. So you can just put musician and stop screwing around. And we love that. And we support that. So I got very lucky in the parental department. I was lovingly pushed into taking myself seriously by very many wonderful people in my life. And I'm talking my parents, fellow musicians, music teachers, music directors. I have been really supported by a lot of people along this journey. And I'm really grateful that I am mentally well enough to be aware of all of that support.
Walk with you always with me. Walk with me. Oh, gee, it's funny.
A stolen instrument may be every musician's worst nightmare, but Stephanie shared the silver lining behind the loss of their guitar.
My mother, Stella Patterson, I had a guitar that got stolen some years ago, and it was my show guitar, and I loved her, and her name was Tiger Lily, and it was a thing, and we were friends and all the stuff. And my guitar got stolen, and my mom literally got into a fight with my stepdad about it and was like, we're buying that kid a guitar. And if you want to fight with me about it, you can do that. But we're going to the guitar center to do that. So every time I hold that guitar, like, it's a physical manifestation of her love for me and her belief in the fact that I can do this. And thinking that about that particular guitar, it helps me remember that I really love to do this, and I am supported in doing this.
From Stephanie's new album titled Jewels, Can't Go Home is a beautiful song with a powerful story behind it.
So the song Can't Go Home, I'm pretty sure I was having like a panic attack or some kind of like very emotional moment. And I was in my room, probably sitting on the floor, writing this song for myself because you can't go home. Because sometimes home isn't safe. And sometimes home isn't where you left it. And sometimes as we grow up and we detach home from physical places of residence, home becomes then attached to feelings and emotions in our lives. So it was very important for me to write about that. In the first verse, I talk about cleaning out my grandmother's house and selling it because I was helping my mom do this. This had been, you know, my grandmother's dream home since like 1960 something. She was the first of the Black families to move into this neighborhood. There was a petition from the neighbors to try to keep my grandparents from moving in. And yet I felt so connected to this house. And I had to let it go, both because emotionally it was time to sever those ties, and financially we didn't have the means to keep it and treat it well. I also, in my life, I don't have the, like, that was a two-story, five-bedroom house with a pool in the backyard. I'm a single human. I'm not going to have all of the people that would need to fit in a home like this. And it is wonderful to know that someone else is having all kinds of wonderful memories in that place, you know? So yeah, Can't Go Home is it's about leaving. It's about letting go. The second verse, and also the bridge, is about my brother, who actually died on the property about 20 years ago at this point. It's one of my favorite things about writing songs is that I could always sing more than I could tell myself, if that makes any sense. And some of the last words in the song, I'm still mad at you for leaving us, that particular line. It took me, you know, that song is maybe 2 years old. It took me 18 years to figure out that I was still mad about this loss. And being able to say it out loud and being able to sing it, I am consistently releasing this trauma. I am consistently releasing this anger that I've held and this hurt that I've held for so many years from just missing him so fiercely. There's something, I forget where I heard this, must have been a poem. I like those folks over there at Button Poetry. And this man was talking about how you love something so fiercely and it's there. And then the next day it's not there and it's never there again. It's heavy and it's emotional. And I know a lot of people are going through it. So I'm hoping that with songs like this, people can hear themselves and they can see themselves and they can release their own trauma if it feels safe and good and right.
Cleaning out the old homestead. Nana can't afford the mortgage alone. But you can't go home. She might bust, she might cry. But when you see the gold dust fly, you know that you can't go home. I got a call from Portland, and it made me think of you. Yeah, I got a call from Portland. Take out the trash. Oh, but when I miss you, comes on fast, and you can't go home. I got a call from Portland, and it made me think of.
For tuning in to our first episode of Northwest Orbit with Stephanie Ann Johnson. You can look out for more stories about them and their music on Space 101.1 all throughout April, and you can also catch them at their album release show at the Triple Door in Seattle on Friday, April 28th. Stephanie is on Bandcamp and Instagram at Stephanie Ann Johnson, and you can find show dates and merch on their website, StephanieAnnJohnsonMusic.com. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.